Hare Krishna. With great happiness and excitement, I will start the seminar coming into the presence of the divine couple. It's a seminar which is based on a book which will be gifted to you as our personal present from the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. It's called the Braj Vilaj Stava, and not just now, you will get it today. It's a meditational guide which will help you to go the secret path of prayer and smaran or meditation into the land of Vrindavan. I think you all know you cannot enter Vrindavan just by a vehicle or by having a material qualification like a visa and a stamp in the visa, tourist stamp. No, you can only enter Vrindavan by going through the path of devotion or bhakti. We hear in the Krishna book how Akrura entered Vrindavan, and Prabhupada, he really said that this would be the way for us to enter Vrindavan. When Akrura crossed into the perimeter, or the area of Vrindavan, he was overwhelmed with devotional feelings. He jumped from his chariot and rolled in the dust and cried tears of ecstasy. And this was his entrance fee to enter Vrindavan. He met Krishna. Kamsa, on the other side, also tried to enter Vrindavan once. Yes, after he saw that all the demons which he sent to kill Krishna, he thought, let me take things into my own hand, and went to the same border which Akrura crossed. But he was met there by an elderly woman who glanced mischievously on him, took him by the hand and threw him into an irrigation ditch. And when he came out of the ditch, covered with frogs, quack, 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 and algae and stinky this and stinky that, he was no longer Kamsa, but he was Abala, a weak girl. Hare Krishna. Who was ordered to go after the cows and catch their dung to make cow dung patties. So Vrindavan cannot be entered by the Kamsa mood, it has to be entered by the Akrura mood, or to translate it for the purpose of this seminar, you have to come to Vrindavan, you can only come on the road of bhakti. Hare Krishna. Did you come by this road? Did you have the bhakti airline? Or did you have just emigrates or Lufthansa or Pan America or Delta or Turkish Airlines? We came by Turkish Airlines, losing our caste. to enter the Vrindavan, you have to have the proper road. Otherwise, you will enter into a dirty little village in Uttar Pradesh. Hare Krishna. You will not enter the land of Krishna's pastimes without admission to Vrindavan. You will not receive the allowance or the yes which you need to come from the material to the spiritual dimension. You need permission for that change of lands. You need invitation. You need someone to open the gate for you. Then only can you enter into the spiritual dimension. Where do you go if you don't have a permission? Where do you go if you didn't come on the road of bhakti? Well, you enter into what is called a version of the dam which is really covered. It's like a material cover which is over it. Because it's late in the day, I want to give you one of these examples. Entering Vrindavan means you will relish some good Krishna conscious rash, the bhakti ras. Huh? But if you don't come by the bhakti road, you enter not into Vrindavan, the sweet Vrindavan, you enter into the covered Vrindavan. Imagine, I will try to eat this sweet with this cloth on it. It will not taste very sweet. It will taste very, very, very bad. And maybe because this cloth, before I came, it had fallen into the gutter and I could only wash it a little bit. Maybe by trying to eat the sweet with a cloth in between, I will develop a severe case of diarrhea. Hare Krishna. So, when you enter, when you try to enter Vrindavan, not on the bhakti road, you will come to the covered Vrindavan. And this will give you a severe case of disturbance, culture shock. Your system won't digest it so easily. For instance, the loudspeakers. You know everything. Thank you so much for understanding the need. Huh? This happens to many people who come to Vrindavan Dham nowadays. They enter not the real Dham. They are on the cover of the Dham. And they do not imbibe real bhakti feelings. So to enter the real Vrindavan on the road of bhakti, we need the help of those who have bhakti in their hearts. Bhakti is an item which can only be had from one place, that is the heart of the bhaktas. Anywhere else you cannot find bhakti. You will look for it in vain. Bhakti is hidden by Krishna in the heart of his bhaktas. So in order to bring all of us to Vrindavan, Raghunath Das Goswami has written a wonderful guidebook, the Braj Bilas Stava, where he describes to us, first of all, what is the real Vrindavan, that Vrindavan which is under the covering, right? The covering which we see. And second of all, Raghunath Das Goswami shares with us how to enter into this Vrindavan. Are you interested in this subject? Yes. Then you are at the right spot at the right time. The only problem is that you came to my lectures and I'm not so qualified, but I will really try to. I will do what Burijam Prabhu said. Speak from your realization, because that is what lives within your heart. Don't speak from your theory, which lives somewhere in the dusty corner of the mental, your mental plane. Speak from your heart, from your realization. So in our little seminar, we sincerely want to do this work, to go from the covering, the drishtadam, that is the drishtadam is what you see with your eyes, to the Adrishta, what you cannot see with the eyes of the flesh. We will make this journey with you. And while doing this journey, if you are sincere, I can promise you something which is very divine. That is the opening of the eyes of the soul. So this is a task. Please give it your best. I'm really excited. I must admit I have notes in case I run out of subjects, but I will speak very much from what I pick up in the atmosphere, how far you are in your bhakti and what you need. I will try to speak with all my antennas on, so if I don't look at you, it's not that I'm uninterested. I will try to put my antennas and see in a different way. So let's see what comes out. Hare Krishna. Before I give you the book, and before we enter into the first two shlokas, which will be the subject of today, I would like to establish two things in your hearts. Faith in the author, Raghunathas Goswami, and I would like to do something which I found very interesting in Burijan Prabhu's introductory lecture yesterday, where he spoke of tuning our hearts. Tuning. Raghunathas Goswami's heart strings are tuned in a certain way. This is a tambura which you will hear in a moment. This is a certain tuning which you hear now. I think you will have to bring Gaurahari's microphone to it. Mahabhagavat, can you put the microphone on? A tambura can be tuned in many ways. What you hear now is one tuning. A little louder, please, Mahabhagavat. A tambura can also be tuned in another way. That's another tuning. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding. And many other ways. So, our heart can be tuned also in many ways. It can have the sound of material attachment. It can have the sound of philosophical inquiry and curiosity. It can be tuned to the tune of first love and then sour love, bitter, frustrated love in old age, when you are when you hear the words of a sadhu, the desired result is that as you hear his descriptions, your own heart strings become affected by his melody, by his bhava, by his longing, and as a result, you become tuned in the same way as he is. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we all have three spiritual tunes in our hearts, three spiritual strings, Satchit and Ananda, and if we become exposed to the spiritual vibration, these three strings begin to resonate. So, what I want to teach you is, first of all, a simple technique where you learn to resonate to the words of the sadhu. For this I will wake up a few of you a little later. Now you can still sleep, but a little later I will pour water over you. Use your time, 5 more minutes. Because what you must do when you hear the words, the powerful spirit impregnated words of Raghunath Das Goswami, you must allow these words to touch your heart and uplift it and tune it. It's sometimes not easy. You will sometimes resist to doing it, but you have a strong teacher. He will apply a little force. Good. First of all, my dear devotees, we must have faith in Raghunath Das Goswami's word. Therefore, a little background. Raghunath Das Goswami was born a son of a rich man, but he became a recipient of Gaura's and Nityananda's mercy, and as a result, he totally left his social background at his comfortable living and became the embodiment or the prototype of Gaudiya renunciation. He was so renounced, he ate only the rice which was rejected from Lord Jagannath's kitchen, which usually was eaten by the cows. Burijan Prabhu and myself stayed in Jagannath Puri. I don't know if we were together or if I only was alone there, but I remember walking past the Jagannath Puri temple and seeing the rice coming out of these drains onto the garbage and the leaf plates and all, and some bull was there eating it, and I thought, wow, this was the food of Raghunath Das Goswami. How very, very renounced. It really didn't look very appealing. It really looked like diarrhea for the Western thought. Anyways, he was the personification of humility. And when he received a Govardhan Shila and a Gunja Berry Mala from Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was done. He cried in ecstasy day and day out, seeing Radha and Krishna within this gift of the Lord. After Mahaprabhu's disappearance, Raghunath Das state became critical. He was very much in separation. And when his beloved Shiksha Guru, Swarup Damodar Goswami, left a short time after Gauranga Mahaprabhu had disappeared, Raghunath Das Goswami contemplated suicide. He wanted actually to go on the hill of the Govardhan and jump head first and break his neck and end his life in such a way. There are places in Giriraj Govardhan where you can do it. At Govindakund you can do it if you want. Don't want it, don't do it. Very steep. So he wanted to take his life in the same way as his Shiksha Guru Lalita, Swarup Damodar had taken his life. You know when Lalita Sakhi how to express it, it's a very, very heartbreaking thing. You know, when Krishna had left for Mathura, Srimati Radharani went one day to the Kalindi Yamuna Mai, looked into the dark waters of Yamuna and saw her beloved Krishna extending his arms to her. And with a firm resolve, she entered Yamuna and disappeared. When Lalita had heard about the Radharani's move, she was so grief-stricken that she went on the top of Giriraj and jumped down from Giriraj. So Raghunath Das Goswami, remembering this, had this resolve in his mind to do the sacred suicide, which was in older times done, drowning in the Ganga, jumping from sacred mountains, taking the Changa. All this is well researched, was done for people by people who suffered so much separation from the beloved Lord, that it was noble to do that. Now it is not done, and it is not advisable. In the old time, I can also imagine that several mental instable people did this. But there is something like the sacred death, or self-willed death. So Rupa saved Raghunath. Raghunath arrived with this resolve in Vrindavan, met Sanatan and Rupa Goswami, and they saw his intention and said, "No, no, no." And Sanatan Goswami must have told him that he himself had committed dying the sacred death by taking his diseased body and throwing it before the wheels of Ratha Yatra. And Mahaprabhu had personally forbidden him. So Sanatana Goswami, this is my creative speculation, must have told him, "I was in the same boat as you. I had the same intention, but the Lord forbade me personally." So then he was sent to Radhakund, where he lived an exemplary devotional life. He wrote devotional literature, and he chanted many, many, many rounds. He paid obeisances to 1,000 Vaishnavas a day. And he discussed for 4 hours a day about the Leela of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which he had seen personally in Jagannath Puri. In this way, he engladdened the hearts of the Vaishnavas. And you know who was in his daily lecture? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And it is from the talk of Raghunath Das Goswami where Chaitanya Charitamrita was written. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami had not witnessed the pastimes of Gauranga, but he had heard it from Raghunath Goswami so well that he was able to write his masterpiece. He had been impregnated by Raghunath Goswami's strong words, which had tuned his heart into the same vibration of Gauranga Baba, huh? And then he was able to write this masterwork, which is the undisputed prime work on Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes. That's at least the opinion of Srila Prabhupada. So, my dear devotees, you will also hear about the words of this amazing personality, and we will learn a simple technique of hearing a text. I call it the tuning hearing, you know, the hearing which affects a tuning in the heart, and then something will happen. It is an ancient method, not a modern method. Don't worry. In Govardhan, I'm not yet talking about the Vedic way and the modern and some creative methods. This is traditional. And you are an audience of bhaktas. So I would like to now describe to you a little bit more about Raghunath Das Goswami, so that as we are reading the text, we can connect to the author and become impregnated by him. I would like to read to you his extraordinary life as he was burning in the fire of separation from Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar and Radha and Krishna. This is after the disappearance of Rupa and Sanatan. Your duty while you hear this is, first duty, we will start in a simple way, stay awake. That's all you need to do at the present moment. And the second is, try to see Raghunath Das Goswami. See him means, you hear the text as it is read to you, and you follow with your mind the content as it enters your awareness. In other words, it's not enough to be aware, but you are aware that you are aware. You are mindful of this. I want to give you an example. I will now drink, and I talk. But I can drink like this. Oh, I'm aware that I'm drinking something. Prabhupada always said, I'm the taste in water. So let me be mindful of Krishna while I drink. Don't worry, it will become clear. I will lead you into this slowly. Every day it will become a little bit clearer. Your task is to become aware of Raghunath's life. Huh? You're not just hearing a text, you become aware of his life. That means you have to reflect over the text and fill your mind with the text. Raghunath Das Goswami is simply indescribable. Still, my dear devotees, try to hear about Das Goswami as he was burning in the fire of separation. He sits at Radhakund. Before him is the shimmering lake. And he laments. Where are you? Where are you? Sri Swarup Damodar? Sri Rupa? Sanatan, where are you? And he rolled in the dust of Braj, which was moistened by the constant tears which sprung from his eyes. At every moment, his emaciated body became weaker. He could only eat something little. Sometimes some buttermilk every 2 or 4 days. But although his body became so fragile that it seemed it could be blown away by the wind like a piece of paper, he still would perform all his important duties. He paid his obeisances. He chanted 120 rounds and more. He gave his lecture on Gauranga. But when he fell to the ground to offer obeisances to someone, finally he became so weak that he couldn't get up anymore. If anyone, out of deep concern for him, forbade him, "No, no, Das Goswami, don't offer obeisances to me," he would not listen. He would forget himself out of ecstasy when he worshipped the Govardhan Shila and the Gunja beads that were given to him long ago, when his life was so blissful, by Lord Gauranga. Oh, my dear devotees, he was not like us who look forward towards the night when we can go to sleep. No, in his ecstasy he did not know whether it was day or night. He was always carried away by the chanting of the beautiful names of Radha and Krishna. Giridhari Syam, Hari Murari, Syama Pyari, Govardhanadhari, Govinda Gopal, Shri Radha Radhanath, Priya Priyatam, Shri Syama Syam, Kishora Kishori, Radha Mulita, Radhika Hari, Radha Damoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There was no sleepiness in his eyes, like there's sleepiness in the eyes of us. No, his eyes were always full of tears of love. Day and night he would see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. And he would cry, Kota, Kota Gho Prema Mayi Radhe. In the present work, which we will soon distribute to you, we will hear the outpourings of his heart, where he actually shares with us what is living within, where he shares with us to whom he prays, where he shares with us how to enter into meditation in a Gaudiya way. It's a very good work, and it said, if you happily recite this Braj Bilas Stava, which is sublime, and which increases the loving sentiments in your heart, so that they become like the sentiments of the Brajavasis, you will certainly be able to see Shri Radha and Krishna along with their associates in Vrindavan. So I expect really that at the end of this, you will, when we have recited it, you will see Radha and Krishna happily in Vrindavan, not return to the Western countries, being unable to do so, and become spiritually advanced Hare Krishnas. Very good. There are 107 verses and many prayers. It is said in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, I will introduce to you the elements now, prayer and meditation, that if you pray, that something will happen in your heart. See, our heart is usually closed by selfishness, and there's a bolt in our heart. Do you know these Indian doors? You go click, there's a little thing like this, and then there's a little thing like this, click, and then you put something here, and then no one can get out, and the monkeys can't get in. A bolt. So, if you learn to pray, the bolt to the door of liberation is released. We have heard in the last Govardhan retreat that there are three types of prayers. Two are prayers which people who have not yet attained bhava or loving emotions for Krishna, and one is a prayer which you can, which is prayed usually by people who have bhava. The two types of prayers which are prayed by us, by me, who has not yet attained bhava, is sampratanatmika and dainya bodhika. Sampratayatmika means you reveal your heart's desire to Krishna to have a natural strong attraction, like Burijan Prabhu guided us in some Pratanatmika prayers when he said we should look at Giriraj and we should pray our best desire yesterday. Best desire. I prayed for three things which came to my mind. By the way, it's not good if you reveal what you pray for, because it's between you and the person you pray. It's a secret loving thing. So, Samprata, a typical example for this type of best desire is something which I find very, very useful. It's a prayer. I would like to give you an example for this Samprata Natmika. You wish something to have something from Krishna which is spiritual. Yuvatinam yata yuni yunam cha yuvato yata mano biramate tatvan mano biramatam tvayi. It's about sexual attraction, this prayer. Do you sometimes know this when you were maybe young? And many of you are young, I know, but I express it like this to make it palatable. And you are young, and then you think of a person and you can't get the person out of your mind, and it's embarrassing to you. You don't like to think so often of this person. Do you know this? Hare Krishna! Yati Purvasi! Please come, let us give a seat, proper seat to our Yatipurvasi. Siam Prabhu, you look always so blissful. So here is an example of such a type of prayer where you take something which you feel as a conditioned soul, and this feeling you bring to Krishna. You say, just like I become so hopelessly attached to a young boy when you are a girl, or a girl when you are a young boy, I want that I am becoming attracted to you in the same way like this. It is a prayer of a conditioned soul approaching the Lord from his experience. Here is the prayer for you. Just as the minds of young women are attracted to a young man, and the minds of young men are attracted to a young woman, may my mind be attracted to you, my Lord. So, this is really a Sampratanatmika prayer, where you bring your Atma, that means yourself, in the sense of how you are now, and you offer that to the Lord and ask Him for something high. You reveal, in other words, your heart desire. My dear devotees, this is a very strong prayer. Augustinus could not make this prayer. He said, "My Lord, make me chaste, but not just now, please. Later." So, in Vaishnavism, this prayer supersedes the prayer of Augustinus, the Christian monk. It means, no, you are ready. I know, I'm always so attracted to young women, or the young women know, I'm always so attracted to young men, it's embarrassing. Even when I come to Vrindavan, I look at belly buttons. You feel that this is my state, and oh Krishna, but I want to approach you from where I'm now. May my mind be attracted to you. And then is another prayer which comes from the conditioned state of mind, which is where you admit your own worthlessness. It's called the Dainya Bodhika Vigyapti. It's something which Burijan Prabhu talked about in the last part of his wonderful, wonderful seminar this morning, where he said that humility is the prerequisite for bhakti. Vaishnavas pray prayers which bring them into this humble prayer, humble state, where they just admit their own worthlessness. This is the prayer for you. Matulyo nasti papatma napadadi chakashana parihare pilajame king bruve purushottama. O Supreme Lord, there is no one as sinful as me, no one who has committed so many offenses. What can I say? I am very ashamed to ask you to remove those sins, because it's so much dirt in me. So this is Dainya Bodhika. These two prayers, or categories of prayers, are prayed by conditioned souls. First category, you bring yourself how you are now, and you reveal a heart's desire like you have now. Maybe you want to do some service for Krishna, and you reveal that to him, some Pratanatmika Vigyapti. You confess your worthlessness. But there is another type of prayer, and we will hear very much in Braj Vilastava these type of prayers. It's the prayers of perfected souls. And the interesting thing is, if you pray the prayers of perfected souls, the mood or the bhava of these souls comes into you if you allow your heart to be tuned by the prayers, if you stubbornly stay on the detuning or distress tuning which you have in your heart, or if you stubbornly stay on the I, me and mine tuning which you have in your conditioned heart, the prayers of perfected souls might not affect you so much. But if you open your heart to the moods of these great souls and allow that something comes in your heart, you will see that all of a sudden something of these prayers affect you. Here's a prayer. Kadaham Jamuna Tire Namani Tava Kirtayan. I like this is my favorite example of this type of prayer, because I sometimes think about this. O lotus-eyed Lord, when will I dance on the bank of the Yamuna with tears in my eyes while singing your names? Imagine, this is a perfected soul who is already dancing on the bank of the Yamuna. In great bliss, he is shedding tears which fall into the Yamuna and go down to Mathura. And he's dancing. And you can say his prayer and imagine yourself also, when will I be so ecstatic in great bliss that I dance on the bank of the Yamuna with tears in my eyes while singing Krishna's name? Yeah? So if you allow yourself to enter into this mood, if you envision the Yamuna, envision yourself dancing there, chanting the name, some of the bhava which is encapsulated in such a prayer can come into your heart, and especially in Vrindavan, this bhava can ignite your heart so that you can spring up in bhakti. You can blossom in bhakti. This is the power of Dhamvas. Visiting Vrindavan brings about a bath in the heart which is coming even into neophyte people. I like to now cite the illustrious mother of one of our beloved sannyasi godbrothers. I will not tell you his name. This mother came, proper Jewish mother, deadly attached to her son, and with some command and influence, came to Vrindavan to take her son out of Vrindavan. Yes, out of love, motherly love. She came and she had this intention to take her mother, to take her son out of Vrindavan. But just by, so she stayed a few nights in Vrindavan, and one morning she came to her son and said, I hate to admit it, but I woke up chanting Hare Krishna. This is the power of the Holy Dhamma. It somehow gets to you. And Jiva Goswami in the Tika, to this section of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, describes very specific the bath or the feeling and emotion which springs up in your heart by simply residing in the Dham is emotion for Syam Sundar, Krishna. Oh. It can happen to all of us here that we wake up and go, Radhe Syam! And especially if we take the love impregnated atom bomb like words of Raghunath Das Goswami and let it fine tune our heart, then some great result can happen. So, short summary. Prayer, we will learn. There are two types of prayer which we can immediately do. That is, we reveal our desire to Krishna, which lives in our heart, which is very much us. Second type of prayer, and the example was, let my mind, which always goes to the opposite gender, let that go in the same way to you, my dear Lord. Or the other type of prayer, we can confess our own worthlessness and take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Example is, I have committed so many bad things. If I'm even asked to confess these to you, I'm already ashamed. Then I'm too much ashamed. No, but we can also very gently, very respectfully, and not sleepy like about 20% of my audience at the moment, enter the words of Raghunath Das Goswami and go along meditating about these words. Now, how this will be done, we will learn tomorrow. Today I just want to open the verses, open the text with the first two verses. For this, our devotees will distribute a book to you. Please give first to our Anat Burijan Prabhu and Danudas Swami and Shyam Prabhu and Jagatarini. This is a present to all of you, and you please bring it to all the sessions on Braj Bilas Stava. The copies which are extra, please bring it back. As the last copies are distributed, please go to text number 1. Please repeat after me. Pratishta Rajubir Vadham Kamadyer Vatma Patibi Madyer Vatma Patibi Chidvata Samharantastan Nagore Pantumang Bata. Raghunath Das Goswami sits and prays a prayer in the category of Dainya Bodhika. Plunderers, such as lust, have bound me with a rope of fame. Now see this. You're on your highway. You try to go the road of bhakti, and gundas have come. They have dragged you out of your vehicle and have bound you with a rope. This rope has to do a lot with carnal desires. This rope is the subtle form of lust. It's pratishta, or the desire to be glorified, to be someone special. Now Raghunath Das Goswami turns to help. May the powerful devotees of Sri Krishna protect me by cutting that rope and annihilating those plunderers. You know, Arjuna had asked Krishna, what is the one single driving force which drives a person to act against his better knowledge? Yes? Why? I know this, but I do this. Do you also sometimes have this? What is it? What is that psychological magician in us which turns us around? We want to go left, but we go right. And Krishna had answered his question. Kama esha, krodha esha, rajaguna samudbhava. Huh? It is lust only, Arjuna, which is born out of contact with the material mode of passion and later transforms into wrath, anger, and which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world. So here Raghunath Das Goswami says, free me from this enemy, lust, who comes with this rope, that I always want to be the best, praised, acknowledged, recognized, even in the association of devotees. And he says, he turns to the powerful devotees of Sri Krishna, asking them, cut this rope and annihilate the gundas. No. This is what you experience in the association of devotees. In the association of devotees, if you are with good-hearted devotees, you don't want to show off any longer. You just want to learn from them. You want to see what is in their heart and be bathed in what is in their heart. And you want to become simple-hearted, direct. That was his first prayer. Second prayer is still in that category which we have expressed, but it is a Samprat Dhanatmika prayer. Daktam daktam vadakavanyavani bialam dashtam durandyahina. Daktam vadakavanyavani bialam dashtam durandyahina. Vidhammam atipa ravashya vishikai krodadi singhe vitam. Vidhammam atipa ravashya vishakai krodadi singhe vitam. Swamin prema sudha dravam karunaya drakpayaya shri hare. Swamin prema sudha dravam karunaya drakpayaya shri hare. Yenaitanga vadirya santatamaham diro bhavantam bhaje. Yes. Something like that. Now Raghunath Das Goswami describes something which most of you who are just so young, your bodies are bustling with youthful energy, cannot feel so much. But I must tell you, when you are above 50, all of a sudden it comes, the fire of old age. Oh Lord, hurry. I'm being burnt in the fire of old age. There's a snake. The snake of formidable ignorance. which is devouring me. I'm being pierced by the sharp arrow of complete dependence on others who bring me food and wash my clothes and all this. I'm surrounded by lions in the form of anger. Now he makes a turn. Oh my Lord, I'm suffering, but kindly allow me to drink the nectar of your ecstatic love so that I can ignore these disturbances and constantly engage in your worship with a peaceful mind. My dear devotees, we may not be old, we may be young, like most of you. We may not be dependent on others' mercy, but we may be a man or a woman of means. But we all know what is ignorance and confusion. We all know what happens when we are overwhelmed by this driving forces like anger or attachment, and how strong this is. Bhujan Prabhu once wrote me in an email, when the wave of life comes, you know, the powerful wave, it sweeps you off your feet. Or here the example of a lion is given. When a lion attacks, when a lion attacks, there's not much you can do. I talked to a Maasai warrior in Africa. How do you fight a lion? He said, throw your spear and run. Come with 50 people and he will always get 5. And you hope you are not amongst the 5. You know, this is how, when these forces come into your life, when you confront your anger and you are alone, you don't have Vaishnavas who help you, then you are lost. But there, Raghunath Das Goswami gives us one very good energetic tonic. He says, although these disturbances can come and will come, there's one tonic, he calls it the Prema Shuddha Dravam. The nectar of Prema. That will keep you alive. When you have love in your heart, my dear devotees, or the beginning stages of love, gratefulness to Krishna and the Vaishnavas, or, you know, just humility and these things, huh? Then you have enough force and the necessary energy to stand up against these lions which come and attack you, or these waves which threaten to roll over you. And what we will hear in the texts which follow, text 1 and text 2, is a love tonic, a love rasayana. We will hear good first-class prayers, good meditations, and we will pray these, and some of these prayers, by the power of the Dham and by the power of Raghunath, will come true if you tune your heart. I will now end this class.